6:16 now at KLIF. Overall, President Trump's first State of the Union address getting high marks from both Republicans and the general public.
So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong.
One of the Republicans on hand for the address last night, North Texas area Congressman Michael Burgess, and he joins us.
Morning.
First of all, what was your take on the overall tone of the speech?
The overall tone, I think, was just as you played there. It was positive. It was a unifying tone. I realize, looking at some of the clips from afterwards, that the entire chamber perhaps didn't feel the same way. But where I was sitting, it was a very positive response.
Well, of course, the entire chamber never goes along with whatever's being said at the podium because the president is of one party and they are of another. But I'm curious about the differences in the response in the chamber between this crowd for the Republican president and the crowds that you've seen in recent years when Obama was president.
Dave, of course you're right. There's some aspect of cheering for your person when they're at the podium. But I got to tell you, I mean, when President Obama gave his speeches, yes, I clapped. I clapped politely, and maybe not jumping out of my seat as I was last night, but still, you'd stand at the appropriate times. You just didn't see that happening. It seemed pretty stoic on the other side.
That's why I don't understand why some of the Democrats didn't attend. I mean, it seems like
a dozen of them or 15.
It seems like if you're elected by the people, you should be there.
You know, I've wondered about that even in the years before I ever thought about running for Congress. And you might remember Bill Clinton was having a couple of tough years in the late 90s, and the State of the Union was coming up, and I thought, boy, I wouldn't go if I was there. I would not. But you know, when you get here and are faced with that decision, you're elected by your folks to go and be their representative, and this is part of that job.
Well, as we were saying about it yesterday, these Democrats that don't show up, and it doesn't matter that they're Democrats. Anybody who is elected to Congress and doesn't go to a State of the Union address is not only disrespecting the President of the United States, he's disrespecting his own constituents. And plus, if you go and you disagree with what's being said, then you can come out afterwards with both barrels blasting. You can't say anything if you weren't there.
That's correct, because every television in the Western world is just off that chamber floor, and anyone who wants to stand in line can get their message out to the people. You're exactly right. I prefer to come on Dave and Amy because I know everyone gets up early the next day to listen to your analysis.
And nobody's going to criticize you for that.
That's correct.
We're talking to Congressman Michael Burgess about the president's State of the Union address last night. The president did outline his immigration plan that includes a path to citizenship for the so-called Dreamers. Is this a plan you support?
He has parts of it, but like everything, there's a lot of details still to be filled in. Sure, I like some of the things that he put forward on border security. Long past due, long past time for that. Ending of the chain migration, yeah, no problem with that. The path to citizenship, well, my opinion, one already exists. If you're given a status where perhaps you can work, then please get in line behind the people who've been in line, and that is the pathway to citizenship. So I may part ways with the president on his rhetoric there, but I will give him credit for outlining a plan that, you know, half the chamber liked half of it, the other half of the chamber liked the other half, and to his credit, that is part of his style of putting big things out on the table and bringing people together around them. I don't know how this one's going to work out. I don't know how it's going to end. Part of me does ask if the other side really wants a solution or they want to continue the issue. Certainly that's what we saw during that brief charade of a shutdown that happened a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I was going to ask you about that aspect of the immigration discussion or disagreement, because now the president has put the ball in the Democrats' court by offering a compromise that should seem, you know, at least like a good starting point. But do they want a starting point, or is this now just political pressure for them to find another reason to object?
perhaps. And honestly, David puts us all on the spot, which is the way he does things. And good grief, look at the comments he made about prescription drug prices. It's a way of throwing out a concept, and you guys are the legislative branch, and you got to get this done. But here's what I want to see as the result. I suspect that's going to create a lot of head scratching and work in the committee that I sit on in Energy and Commerce, as we negotiate with a new Secretary of Health and Human Services and try to find out where that person is coming down on things. And the president threw out, that was kind of a blockbuster last night. Drug prices will come down, and he gave the edict. I got to believe that people who are in the boardrooms of the big pharma companies today are wondering what's ahead for them.
Yeah, they're saying, hold my beer. Watch this, right?
Good for him.
We're talking to Congressman Michael Burgess about the State of the Union address last night. Some are saying he didn't spend enough time on international matters. He didn't talk about Russia. He talked about Iraq, and he talked about Syria and
Iran.
And Iran, and that was about it.
Well, North Korea.
North Korea, yeah.
Up in the audience of that, up in the gallery, and I will tell you that is probably one of the most moving moments of any State of the Union message that I have ever been in. He obviously detailed some of the stories that the Ottawan parents had been through and had them be recognized, and it was a pretty tough moment.
Congressman, let's talk about one more issue that is especially near and dear to your heart, you being a physician, and I'm just constantly wondering, are they ever going to get back to work on health care, or has everybody just said, you know what, this can't be fixed?
No. And in fact, it's an ongoing process, and of course, the president did mention correctly that in the tax bill there was the repeal of the individual mandate, which I got to tell you, that was a big stumbling block to get past. And now that that has happened and all the dust has settled from that, it actually gives the opportunity at the legislative side. I mean, there are things that can be talked about now. Before, it was always, you know, we got to get rid of the mandate, and the Democrats would say, no, you know, we can never get rid of the mandate. And that would end the discussion. Everybody would leave the room mad. Well, that one's gone. So now there's a real crisis with premiums, and everybody recognizes that. The individual mandate repeal doesn't really do anything for premiums in 2018. We've really got a pretty narrow window before the premiums for 2019 begin to be set by the companies that will be out there offering plans. So that window is really the next 3 or 4 months. And I think it is it's our work at the legislative side to begin to put together some proposals and concepts that really can begin to bring those premiums down. Right now, the incentive under a subsidized system, even as it remains in Obamacare, the incentive is for insurance companies to raise the cost of the silver plan, because that's what the subsidies are benchmarked to. So you end up with a phenomenon called silver loading, and that is really what is driving the premiums up so much for people in the middle class. And that's one of the things we've got to address. I think we can now that the individual mandate's off the table.
All right, Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time, but we appreciate
you
joining
you,
us so early this morning.
Absolutely. Good to be with you anytime. Glad to come back.
North Texas area Congressman Michael Burgess.